So it's kind of funny. I remember how when I was a kid, the news stations were always getting the weather wrong all of the time. They'd say it would storm and it wouldn't even rain. They'd say it would be sunny out and the rain would just pour down. They would try to predict snow, and sometimes they knew there was a high probability of snow.
Just like they did for today. But generally, the accuracy that they get today is just so much better. And I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the tools they use today to help them predict the weather. Now, obviously, they still make mistakes because their tools aren't perfect, but generally, they can predict the weather much better today than they could 20 years ago, which is why we trusted them enough to cancel our services today, even though a flake of snow had not yet fallen yesterday when we canceled. Here's my point.
The tools make all the difference. And when it comes to living out our faith, the tools make all the difference as well.
And we have much more perfect tools.
We have brothers and sisters in Christ who are going to encourage us. We have God's Word. And this is huge. We have the Holy Spirit with us wherever we go, guiding us, giving us strength, and helping us to glorify God. Acts 1:8 says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Would you pray with me for a second? God, I pray that we would be your witnesses, that we would not shy back in fear, but that we would go forward in boldness, knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us wherever we go, and that we have your word that we can stand on. Your word is true. And God, I pray that as we stand on your word and with the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would embolden us, empower us to be your witnesses. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we've been talking on Sunday mornings about being God's witnesses. So I wanted to take this chance to ask you, is that how you see yourself? Are you a missionary? Do you see yourself as God's witness? In other words, when you think about all the things that you want to do and feel like you need to do in this life, is being God's witness even on the list? Is that part of your purpose in life? Now, I don't mean to ask if it's merely a small desire or something you feel guilty about because you haven't shared your faith with anyone lately. What I mean is, do you wake up in the morning and plan to be a witness? Do you have people that you're building relationships with in order to share the gospel with them? You see, if something is a priority in your life, you take steps to accomplish that goal. For example, if your passion is to write a book, you're going to write a few pages every morning. You're going to take that time to do that. Or if your passion is to write a book, you're going to write an outline and then a rough draft, and then you're going to revise it until you're happy with the book that you've written. Or maybe your passion is to be a comedian. So if that's your passion, you're going to tell a lot of jokes. You're going to tell jokes when you really don't have much to joke about. You're gonna be annoying to a lot of people first for a long time, because a lot of your jokes aren't going to be that funny at first until you've worked on them and perfected them so that you have the timing just right, and then it all comes together. As followers of Jesus Christ, we ought to be passionate about sharing our faith. We've got a lot to rejoice about, you know. We often don't share our faith because we feel weak, but Jesus saw us in our weakness, and he died for us, and he gave us a new life in him, and we received the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to turn from our sin and follow Christ, and he empowers us to be God's witnesses wherever we go. That's why we're here. This is why God doesn't just take us home to heaven the moment we come to believe in Christ. We're here to point to Christ and say, look at how great he is. He's so good. He saved me. And he can save you too. It's hard to keep that kind of excitement sometimes. We have so many burdens. We have to work jobs, and we have to pay bills, and we have to go through all of these stresses of life sometimes in our families and all sorts of other things. But even in the midst of all these things, the Holy Spirit empowers us to be God's witnesses. Think about the writer and the comedian who have a passion to do what they love doing, to write or to make people laugh. Do their burdens get in the way of their writing or of them practicing their comedy? You know, sure, they do sometimes. I mean, you can't write if you're puking from chemo, and you're not laughing and thinking about jokes when you open up your credit card bill and it's just too much to pay. But at the same time, their passion doesn't go away. And they will even use those burdens that they experience later to fuel their purpose. The writer will put a character in her story with cancer, and she'll write about it so accurately, and it'll be so lifelike and realistic that it actually improves her craft. And the comedian is going to tell some jokes about being poor, and it's going to make you laugh. And as he's looking back at those things, he can laugh about it. So the question is, are you passionate enough about being a witness that even your burdens fuel your purpose? That when you're in the hospital, you're even then thinking about how you can be a witness to the doctors and to the nurses. You see, when you know Christ, even when life isn't going as planned, the Holy Spirit empowers us to be His witnesses. We can be witnesses by showing everyone around us that our hope isn't in our circumstances, but in Christ. We have joy even when the world around us is against us, because God is for us. If God is for us, who can be against us? The answer, of course, is no one. God is so powerful and sovereign that we don't have to fear anyone or anything, because God is on our side. God is good and gracious, and He'll use us to be His witnesses if we rely on the Spirit to guide us. If you're a Christian, make sharing Christ your priority. If you've received the grace of God, share that grace with others. Make a plan, a specific plan, to tell specific people about your Savior, because salvation is only through faith in Jesus Christ, and everyone needs to know and be exposed to that truth so that they might believe in Christ as well. Would you pray with me? Father, I pray that as we're looking at this series on being your witnesses, that it wouldn't just be another study of your word, that we would know more things, but that you would transform us and give us a joy in Christ that sometimes we lack. Help us to be your witnesses, God. Empower us by your Spirit inside of us. Fan the flame with the truth of your word that Christ is the only way that anybody can be saved, and that we must all make that decision so that we would joyfully share that truth that we've embraced with all of our family, all of our friends, all of our co-workers, that they might know Christ as Savior as well. Speak through us, God, for your glory, and use us for your purposes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.